Consumer conflicts. Is shopping online better than buying things in a store? Laura and Nellie are hanging out at Nellie's house. Nellie is browsing some online stores from her laptop.
What are you looking for, Nellie?
I'm shopping for a new pair of jeans, Laura. And maybe I'll buy some shoes.
You buy your clothes online? Aren't you afraid they won't fit? It seems pretty risky to me.
Not really. If they don't fit, I'll just send them back.
That sounds really troublesome. You have to pay the cost of shipping both ways. I would rather try on clothes in the store. Then I'll know right away if they fit or not.
That's true, but the mall is pretty far from here. It takes gas to get there, and that's expensive. If I buy something online, it comes right to my house.
Yes, but you have to wait for it. When I buy something, I want to have it right away. I'd rather drive to the mall and pay for the gas than have to wait a week or longer.
But I feel so excited when my things finally arrive. And a lot of sites offer free shipping. Not to mention, when I go to the store, I end up buying things on impulse. I just buy what I need online.
I also like to shop in stores to support local businesses and the people who work in them. However, I have purchased a couple things from online auction sites.
Online auctions are so exciting. What did you buy?
One time, I bought an old book of myths that's not sold in stores anywhere. I couldn't find it anywhere. When it came, it was just what I was expecting. I was so pleased.
That's the great thing about online shopping. You can find practically anything.
Yes, but not all my online shopping experiences have been good. Another time, I bought a CD from an individual. On the website, he said it was new. But it was all dirty and scratched when it arrived. I tried to return it, but the person never replied to any of my emails. So I never got my money back.
What a scam artist! You do have to be careful when buying things online. I only buy from stores with good reputations. And when I buy from an auction, I only buy from sellers who have a lot of positive reviews.
Good advice. Now, let me give you some advice. Fashion advice? Let's go to the mall, and I'll drive.
Word bank. Consumer. Successful businesses sell things that consumers want to buy. Risky. Paul took up a risky hobby last month, jumping out of airplanes. Troublesome. Shelley's recent behavior is very troublesome. Everyone is worried about her. Impulse. John decided on impulse to fly to Hong Kong today. Myth. There are many stories of Greek and Roman myths in this book. Practically. The shoe store had such a great sale that the shoes were practically free. Website. Mary is updating the company's website this week. Reputation. The mayor's reputation for honesty helped him win the election. More information. Auction. Scam artist. Talk about it. Do you prefer shopping online or going to a store? Explain. What types of things do you feel are good to buy online? Which do you feel should be bought in a store? Discuss.